Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So let me ask you this. Have you ever just woken up cranky? Yeah, today I kind of woke up in a cranky mood. Maybe it's lack of sleep. Our dog is not sleeping the way he used to and decides to get up 3, 4, or 5 times a night. And guess who gets the dog duty? Yep. Anyways, but being tired doesn't necessarily make me cranky. Sometimes it's just people. Two in particular today. One was on Facebook. It's a coach out of New York who I connected with and immediately started sending me videos on how to be a good coach. And I said, dude, A, stop sending me videos. And number two, if you have to go and pitch people this hard, chances are you're not going to teach anybody how to be a good coach, especially on social media. The second guy hit me up on LinkedIn and he said, hey, I'm gifting you some of my time. If you send me a link to your website, I'll tell you what you're doing wrong and what you're doing right in order to make more money. And maybe we can work together. I messaged him back, dude, did you even look at my profile? Which he messaged back, oh, you're going to make me work for it. I'm going to have to raise my rates. No, you're going to have to stop pitching and connecting with people. But why are people doing that? I think part of it is because the other way is not working the way it used to. Think about it. Years back, when we got on Facebook, they said, join Facebook pages, create pages, get your pages out there, let everybody know you exist. Now, I work with one particular client who has 500 Facebook followers. And every time we post something, we do it up to 3 times a week, it maybe gets 5 or 10 people to see it. We post to Facebook, to LinkedIn, to Twitter every single month, 12 times a month, and we're amplifying it through numerous people in their business and their business pages. The average traffic we're getting back to the website is about 100 hits a month. It's not that big, comparatively speaking, to the amount of traffic they get. And what I'm finding is that it's getting harder and harder and harder to organically get traffic from social media. Have you found that? So today, I want to talk about, does it pay to join the online pay-to-play game? It may, but it's a gamble. So me and the wife have been binge-watching Jack Ryan. I don't know if you've seen that or not. It's on Amazon Prime. But in the first season, there's this one scene, and Jack Ryan is this CIA operative, and he's got a boss. And they're in Turkey, and they're trying to rescue the wife of a terrorist who escaped. In order for them to get the information they need to find her, they had to go into a brothel and pay basically a pimp for the information. Now, Jack Ryan was pissed. He did not like this. But his boss understood that this was the only way they were going to find the information they needed to find her. And it worked, but they had to pay to play. And it was pretty expensive. So the same thing happens inside of social media. Sometimes you just have to bite the bullet and pay to play. But you have to be able to trust that what you're doing is worth it. Now, you can keep going down the road of trying the organic stuff. But the more you post does not necessarily mean more people are going to see it. Because the thing we have against us is the algorithms. One of the things I discovered is that in LinkedIn, it used to be okay to post links, but when you post it in the major post now, it doesn't get nearly as much traffic as when you post just text and then go down into the comments and post the link in the comments. Now, chances of that post being seen go up. Chances of the link getting clicked go down. So again, yeah, you can kind of cheat the system, but the end result is, are you getting what you want? And what you want is links back to your website, traffic that you can measure, something that is going to help you make money. So is it worth it? Well, it depends. So let me tell you a little bit about what you need to do in order to get into the pay-to-play business. The first thing is, Facebook constantly says boost posts. Now, I strongly recommend you don't do that. Because by boosting a post, it will get seen by more people. But the chances of them going outside of Facebook are very slim. What Facebook boosting does is get more people to like your page. I call that the black hole, meaning that those people end up liking your page, but never get to anything other than the content once they've liked it. And in order for them to see the new post, you have to continually boost it to get your audience to see it. Remember what I said? 500 followers and 5 to 10 people see it? That's 1 to 2%. Pretty small. So, here are 5 things that you need to think about if you're going to get into this game. Number 1, you have to have a clear plan of what you want. Do you want to try to build followers? Are you trying to get people to purchase something, come to an event? All of those things need a plan associated with any boosting or paid advertising that you're doing. You have to have that funnel created and you have to know what the outcome you want is in order to measure it. The second thing you have to have is a very clear identification of your ideal audience. Who are you talking to? The third thing is your goal to make friends or to make money. So an example of making friends is I do a lot of things where I get people on my email list. And that's great, but the problem becomes is when I email them, it goes into their spam filter. So yes, I can add names to my list, but am I building a good solid audience? Or can I convince those people to take the next step and open the email and actually do what I want them to do? The next thing that you have to think about is how to measure the results. Now, clicks back to your website, Google Analytics, pretty straightforward. As I said, I can see with the amount of posting that I'm doing for my clients and for myself how much traffic is being sent back to my website. So understanding not only the analytics inside of social media, but the analytics outside of social media are incredibly important in order to measure success. And then the final thing you have to think about is, how can I keep massaging and optimizing this strategy? So in other words, spend a little, test it, modify, and do it again, which means it may take you time to get the desired results. Most people will try spending some money on advertising and boom, they stop because they're not getting the results. It can take time. So not everything comes out in a happy ending like it did in Jack Ryan, where they actually found the person and she lived happily ever after. You have to be aware of the fact that sometimes it makes sense to try it and just stop. But the end result is, if you want results from social media, you might have to pay to play. So, I'd like you to go to a link, and that is liforsales.com. Every single week, I give LinkedIn tips on how to maximize that platform. So if you want to learn how to do the kind of things that are going to help you talk to the B2B space, go to liforsales.com.
Yeah. Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.